This is the Composer's Datebook for February 26th. I'm John Burge. Two interesting symphonies had their premieres on today's date, just 8 years apart, though oddly enough they were composed nearly 90 years apart. The first was a symphony in C by Georges Bizet, written in 1855 when the composer was only 17. It was ignored by Bizet himself as a naive, youthful exercise. Its score mislaid in his papers and not publicly performed until February 26, 1935, under the baton of Felix Weingartner, who found a copy of the score preserved in the Paris Conservatory. The other work that premiered today was the Fifth Symphony of the American composer Roy Harris. It was written in 1942 during the Second World War and was reportedly inspired by reports of heroic resistance by the Soviet Union to the Nazi invasion. Harris dedicated this symphony to the Red Army in honor of its 25th anniversary. The first performance, given by Koussevitzky in the Boston Symphony on February 26, 1943, was broadcast via shortwave to the Soviet Union. Ironically, Harris's Symphony No. 5 was to become something of an embarrassment when our one-time Soviet allies became public enemy number one during the long Cold War period that followed the end of the Second World War. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.